This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and if you juggle five guys from Tinder who probably suck, that makes one soulmate, right?
Sounds right. Mm-hmm. I'm Brandi Posey, and I get told I look younger than I am all the time. My secret, be as stressed about money in my 30s as I was in my 20s.
I'm Tess Barker, and it's called brunch because it's a combination of lunch and booze.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got...
It's really dismissive. And of course there's Tess.
Did I put everybody back inside?
Hi everybody, I'm eating a Rice Krispie treat.
What a morning.
I ate it right after I said my joke and I was like, oh no, I still have to say other shit.
That's alright.
It's a whole podcast that happens after the first joke.
It's soothing.
Right. That's yeah. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Yay.
It's been we know that you've heard us every week, but it's been a minute since we were like together in the studio recording. So hi.
Feels good. Feels good. Good to be back.
Yeah, we're back in action.
It's like Back to the Future where we just got like tapped back in.
Right.
We've gone off on
adventures. Just got dropped in.
We just got dropped back into your timeline.
At least we didn't see our future selves and destroy the world.
Oh, yeah. God. I do not want to see my future self, I don't think. I'm scared.
We're already living in the fifth Tanner Hotel, as it is.
Couple of plugs up top.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're all going to be at Max FunCon West
this
weekend from the 6th to the 9th. If you are going to be there, which some of you are, we're doing a stand-up show. We're hosting a stand-up show on Friday night. Saturday, we're doing a stand-up workshop. And Sunday morning, we're doing a live podcast.
10 a.m., lady to lady. That's never happened.
No.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Going to need a lot of Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
Maybe
I was barely... We're recording this one at noon, and I'm barely alive. So I don't know what the fuck the 10 a.m. podcast is going to be, but it'll be fun.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
It'll
to
be
see.
Something.
Yeah,
we can just do it laying down. We can make everybody take a nap.
Oh, yeah, that's fun sleepover podcast.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. And then also, I've got a picture this on June 17th here in Los Angeles at the Virgil for free. That show is always really fun. Come on out.
Yeah, and my show Sauce is doing all female lineups all the month of June. So come out any Friday at 8 p.m. at DeSano Pizza. Brandi and Tess will be on the show on the 23rd that I'm hosting. So that's an especially sweet one. But we've got really great lineups all month. Nicole Byer, Eliza Skinner, Sarah Schaefer. Well, Sarah Schaefer did the show last night. But anyway, come out. Great lineups.
A lot of fun past guests.
Yeah, a lot of fun past guests have been on the show. And yeah. That's about it. Buy some pins from us. Go to ladytoladycomedy.com.
Yeah.
We have pizza pins. They're really cute. You should buy them.
Super cute. Do you have a denim jacket? Put a pin on it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, why don't you?
How are people supposed to know what you're into if you don't have a pin of your interest?
You need
it's gonna suck
flair
with your Pinterest. Yeah.
You need flair.
Yes.
It's gonna suck when we all get over our jean jackets. Like the trend has to
end. It'll be
eventually.
Fine. But there's so many things that end though, like
I know, but I like my pins.
I'll wear mine way after it's cool.
That's true. You will.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's fine. I'll have mine for the next 15 years. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter.
You're still wearing Uggs.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring in our guest, shall we?
Please.
We shall.
She's hilarious. You can catch her on Twitter. She's a writer for Elite Daily. Allie Siegel, hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on.
What pins are on your jean jacket, Allie?
Guys, I need to get a jean jacket
with
some pins.
You're just a mystery.
I'm about to visit ladytolady.org.
Yes. We'll get you your inaugural pin.
Please.
Yes.
And I need a jean jacket. I didn't realize how much I was missing out on life until just now.
Oh, my God. Well, of course, because you can throw it. You know, summer is coming. You've got your sundress.
Yeah.
Keep the dress on. Throw on a jean jacket. Go out at night.
Yeah. Hashtag ad. Hashtag sponsored post.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're just sponsored by jean jackets.
Oh, man.
Yeah. God, I wish.
The sundress thing. So, okay. This is... I want to talk about, well, we won't talk that much about Magic Mike because we've talked about it so much. But I will say that since Magic Mike, I've been insanely thirsty and going insane because I can't find anyone to fuck. Because now I have standards, too. So it's, like, very confusing.
I love that one.
Matthew McConaughey stripping.
Yes. See one strip basically. Show and now Barbara has standards.
I don't. Well, but they pulled me up on stage.
Leaves the house
they
once.
Pulled me up on stage and I, like, touched the most beautiful man I will ever touch. Like, I just don't know what to do now. You know?
Are they oiled down? Like, what am I missing out on?
But in, like, a classy way.
Yeah, they're hot. They're just hot.
Yeah.
Cheesy. It's not cheesy. The anti-thunder from Down Under. Okay. Yeah, like really.
Which I've actually done before.
Is that fun?
Really? I have a picture of. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, like, it's an experience when you're, like, funny. Out with your girls.
Yeah.
That.
Totally.
Sure.
Or something like that. When you're out with your gals in Vegas, as one does.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean,
I
not alone.
I want to go to Vegas with my gals.
Yeah, that alone was amazing. Yeah. But it's, like, a different, I don't know, it's a different thing. But, I've just been, like, so horny since it happened, but I'm, like, confused because also in life I just, like, don't want to fuck people I don't like anymore. Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Anyway, I just, like, signed up on every dating app and it's horrible. But I was texting with this guy yesterday and he's like, what are you wearing? And I was like, a sundress and all this stuff. And I was like, I looked like garbage. I was just in my, like, sleeping, like, shirt. Like, I was not wearing a sundress. I did not look like what I was telling him. And he was just like, yeah, what are you wearing? I was like, a sundress, blah, blah. And he's like, send a picture. And I was like, God, no.
No.
And, like, so I just made up an excuse. I was like, I'm driving.
Alternatively, I've done it before where I've actually got in ready and, like, found a sundress and put on makeup.
I mean, I've done that too.
Why did you use an old picture?
Which is an emotional rock.
That's just as much work, too, finding an old one.
I also worry that they'll look through my Instagram and see that picture is already on there, that I've sent them an old picture.
Well, fuck them. They don't deserve a new one.
If they're doing that kind of digging, then it's like, whatever.
Then we're getting married anyway.
We're all, yeah, exactly. We're all lying to each other. Yeah. This is a fun one.
That's what love is, huh?
Yeah.
It's a fun in the beginning.
Lies. Just fun and flirty lies.
Yeah. The other day, this is even sadder than that. The other day, I was at home writing and, like, you know, I was just mindlessly doing that thing of, like, going into the fridge.
Because that's not the motion that you're doing with your hands. Right? Yeah,
yeah. You're doing a giant full
jack-off motion.
That's implied. I was also drinking off, but that's just implied. But, I was trying to stop myself from mindlessly going into the kitchen to look for food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I put on lipstick. Like, I was at home alone, and I was like, well, guess who's wearing red lipstick? So now you can't just eat whatever you want.
Sure. Is that a tactic that works?
For me, yeah. I mean, you can't really eat when you have red lipstick on.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me.
The full lip liner and lipstick, or do you just if you do the full thing, then you don't want to mess with
When's your workout book coming out?
I know, right? I should. That's a good test.
The red lipstick diet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is coming out with a workout book.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I cannot pre-order that quickly.
It's going to be her doing, like, they're going to have her in her robes, like, doing
this
poses.
Is an epic.
Yes, really? It's real. I just heard about it yesterday.
On The Onion?
No, on NPR. On NPR, I think, or something.
On NPR?
Yeah.
It's real.
What? Yeah, work. She's doing a book.
Supreme Strength, Justice Ginsburg.
Stop it.
No.
The RBG workout. Yes.
No.
That's the kind of thing where you go into a publishing.
Oh, it's by the personal trainer for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So her and the two of them work together. It's 112 pages.
Yeah.
Feature illustrations of Ginsburg doing each routine and her exercise.
She'll be pictured in her judicial robes with purple leggings and her trusty sneakers.
It's just you with a gavel. Just
One arm is, like, so jacked.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't think of Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a fitness icon only because she's always in the robe.
Yeah, like, we don't know. We don't know what's going on.
She's just jacked under the robe.
She's just swole. She's like American Gladiator body. Just like, looks like Sky
from
the
90s.
It would
make sense, though.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, she's just wearing one of those onesies from American Gladiator underneath.
Red, white, and blue underneath.
A spandex leotard.
Yes.
That's what she retires finally. She just pulls off the rope and it's like, all right. And then she climbs a rope up out of the Supreme Court.
So everyone look forward to that because.
Oh my gosh. I love that. October 3rd, that book comes out.
Well, let's get her on the show. And then
she's probably available, right?
Yeah.
God, I would love to.
We need her to stay around. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, RBG.
I got one of the pins that's on my purse, not my jacket. It's, she has a collar that she wears.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dissenting opinion collar. And she wore it on the day after the inauguration.
And I ooh, like they sold pins of it, and I have like a little descent collar.
Nice. You should wear that on your collar. And just I know, be very meta.
Well, yes. I have it underneath of a Katya patch. It looks like Katya is wearing a Ruth Bader Ginsburg doily.
Wait, so is this the descenting? Is that something like back in the day that people would? I'm assuming
it's
that
a thing
people
that she,
would wear.
It's
she
a
has
thing
her like signature one that she usually.
I mean, I've seen that. I've seen one. The like big. The, yeah. I think the one Brandy's talking about. Yeah. But I'm wondering if it's like, that must be
history?
Something from like, yeah. you know. I just think that's so interesting. Think yeah. about like, you're like dressing up. You're like, I'm saying fuck you in my clothing
oh,
today.
Wow. That's her dissenting opinion.
Yeah, that's
collar?
Her dissenting
that's
opinion
fucking,
collar.
That's wow.
It's
beautiful.
Really, it's really fierce. It's
very like Cleopatra-esque.
Yeah, it is.
Such a classy way of being yeah. like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yourself.
I really like uh-huh. that. Like we all need our, I need like dissenting mm-hmm. like dissenting opinion like booty shorts or something. Just like.
I do that with if I'm not wearing my hair down or if I'm just wearing it in a regular ponytail without a pompadour, I don't respect your comedy show.
Oh yeah, if you didn't like you didn't give a fuck to come. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't that's come a, with a pompadour,
yeah. then it's like then I knew that then this was just was me workshopping.
Zero fucks. Yeah. yeah.
Okay, we used to do an OKCupid segment, but you guys want to hear one of the messages I got? Because it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what you got?
Hard okay. yes.
I liked your profile and selected you between 100 ladies here.
Whoa. Between 100?
Between 100 ladies here. I hope you like me as well and interested to date. Otherwise, I will delete this app soon. Smiley face, smiley face.
You're his last chance at love.
Damn.
It's just so funny. The making me feel like I'm special and then nagging. Like, the, like, I will delete this. And it's obviously, it's cut and pasted. I don't think it's a bot, but I think he just, like, he's cutting and pasting this to, like, a million
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, bots, like, try to sell you flowers.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. They try to get
they
you.
They have an endgame.
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. I wrote back. If he was a bot, he would have written back with, like, a link or something. Because yeah, I yeah. just wrote back, ha, 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 like, a million times. And he didn't write back. So he's a real person.
Dude, did I ever tell you guys, one time I was at a coffee shop and the guy in front of me was doing that. I saw him.
Oh, you saw him coming?
Oh, yeah. Just copying and pasting. I sat there and I watched this motherfucker copy and paste to no less than like 30 different girls' inboxes. Same
no.
fucking message.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What's your Bumble strategy when you message a guy for
I don't,
the first
I'm not
time?
On there.
You're not on?
I don't want to message. I won't message them
but,
first.
Okay, I have a boyfriend, but my friends that are on Bumble are meeting better guys.
But it's all the same like, guys. I see all the same guys
is
on both.
It the same guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not on Tinder. Okay. Tinder feels like garbage people to me.
Right.
Yeah. The men, at least, who just want to hook up.
It seems
right,
like the
right.
Uber
yeah.
of like.
And Bumble seems like the Lyft.
Like I'm going to get punched in the face exactly. on my first yeah. date. Yeah. I'm going to get dragged out of the car and punched in the face.
Exactly. The prices are going to surge.
Yeah. But Bumble, they're going to show up with a mustache and it's going to be just a, yeah. sweet, a sweet, nice date.
Maybe a little
get home safely.
What's your strategy. What do
I
you
only
do?
Say hi and then their name and it's not working out for me because then I just get a hi back and then it's dead zone.
That's what I'm saying is like I don't have the energy. I'm not coming up. I'm not thinking of a clever hello. You're no, the man.
Yeah.
Like I'm not fucking
oh, come
introducing
on, you guys.
No,
guys.
You're not on there. You
okay.
don't understand.
I've hit on men before.
But you don't understand in this app. Like it's not worth it. Like to me, I'm not yeah. spending the time to come up with a clever fucking hello. That should be his job.
One Wait. Guy, his bio was like, I eat string cheese. Mm. And I was like, do you take bites out of it or do you string it?
Yeah.
And
there you go.
Good question.
Yeah, and it became like a conversation, but I was like, that feels so inorganic. Like, I feel like it's like the
right.
mystery method or something. Like, I'm the pickup artist.
Well, that, no. see, that would be my suggestion, and my method is that I would comment on something that's very obvious at their profile. Like, whatever.
That's what a lot of people do. Like, it just depends.
If you have
know?
Like a genuine question about them, then ask it.
Is that your Ferrari?
A lot of guys yeah. a lot of some guys will do a smart thing well they'll be like ask me about this or this one guy was like I've seen the cutest puppy in the world like ask me about it something stupid like that
that'll
like make you say something
nice,
on their thing no I'm think those are good ideas I don't want to I'm not going to message him first it's just not
yeah
unless I really think that's what's good about Tinder is either one of you can but
yeah
right
so if I'm really into it I will but usually I'm like no I'm
do
not
you have to match on Bumble together before you can message
uh-huh. yeah you have to match together
okay. got it okay
yeah and same with Tinder OKCupid's a free-for-all
but. Oh it is
mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Do you have to pay for OKCupid?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that one's
it's
free.
I know a few people who found, like, Maria Bamford met her husband on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the front door. Are
yeah.
you serious?
Can you imagine yeah. seeing Maria Bamford on OKCupid?
Maybe I don't have a boyfriend because I say things like, shut the front door.
That should be your OKCupid screen name.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll say things like, shut the front door.
Yeah, I mean, you leave yourself open to, like, weirder messages.
Yeah.
But they're pretty innocent. They're just like, hi, how are you? You know, it's nothing like
Nothing too creepy.
Nothing crazy. Here's just a body. That guy's
okay. Cute, gotcha. Though. Just send some pecs.
Yeah, there's That's definitely fine. A few guys with just bodies on there. And I was like, what's your deal? Like, why are you scared of showing your face? Everyone's on here. Why are you scared? And he was like, I'm a tutor and I don't want the parents to see me. And I was like, I guess that's a good answer.
But no, that makes sense. If you're a teacher or something, you gotta hide all your stuff.
But also, it's like, it's a dating app. It's not like, everyone's on there.
It's not like you're not dealing drugs. You're just dating.
You're dealing your dick.
Yeah. I used to be an elementary school teacher, and I was afraid when I was on the dating apps that I would either like run into another teacher or run into like a kid's parent, like a single dad. Which would be my secret hope, but I don't know. It's a weird gray area.
It's weird too because Tinder used to not show you people you were Facebook friends with because I think they were like, well, we assume that if you knew each other, you would figure it out. But they do now, and so and so I always swipe like right on my people I know as a joke, and they never do. And I'm like, you fucking asshole.
I do right on mutual friends and ex-boyfriends 100% of the time. It's my favorite activity.
That's so funny.
And then
also,
if you match with an ex-boyfriend, you know how it says like how many miles away you are from each other. Yeah. So then I can always track where they are at all times now. Which is
Oh my god! I think I'm so happy you do that too because I do that, and I feel insane. I had to delete this guy because he was like, I like really liked him. We went on this first date, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was being too thirsty and crazy. And he was like, I'm going to Pink Canyon this weekend with my brothers and then I'll be back. And I was like, okay. And I kept checking how far away he was.
I'm like 3 miles away.
And he's 30 miles away. Okay. He is in Topanga Canyon. And then he was back and he hadn't texted me. And I was like, fuck.
I always knew that I could like fact check. They say they're like at LAX. And then they're like, I'm like, where are
you? I'm so glad that I'm not the only crazy person that does that.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. It could be like a dark, and then I have to like,
But then they can do that to you too, right?
Yeah. But they're not. They're stupid. They're not doing that. They're dumb as fuck doing that to me. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I know. I had to unmatch the guy because I was like, I'm being insane.
Yeah, wait.
Like,
yeah, I have to stop. Are guys as creepy as us? Are they?
I think they're creepy in a different way.
They don't do the sleuthing that we.
Yeah,
do.
We're way more.
I think they like jerk off the Instagram pictures, and we are like, I can find their like whole like
I'll find your life.
Family history based off just your first name in college.
I know which grocery store you're going to.
Yeah.
We have dossiers. There.
Yeah. Like they're women are private investigators. Guys just like
are privates.
Yeah.
Privates, what a horrible name for
junk. You're private
and boys have private parts.
I've got public parts.
Oh god. Some of these
guys do. This goes super immature and downhill from here.
We didn't start off here. We're fine.
At what point have you ever been on a pay app, one of the paying ones?
I think I thought about eHarmony years ago or something. I don't think I did.
Just like wonder what the if there's a difference in quality.
The difference on at least I can say OkCupid is that there's something where people can like your profile so you can see who liked you. You can look at people's profiles anonymously. Everyone sees who you look at.
Okay.
And then like you can see if people read your message or something.
Right.
Also you can also filter by attractiveness or body type. On A-list.
Oh jeez.
I lost my credit card and had to get a new one and it was like you need to change these places that you're like automatically paying for. Uh-huh. And I apparently have been paying for match.com for like years.
Oh no.
And I had no idea.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I guess like 10 years ago I must have set up a match.com account and paid for it. But had no idea, like, didn't remember.
Just, and that's what they rely on to, like, make money,
Yeah,
people who just forget.
Yeah, I must have been drunk one night, like, several years ago, and just be like, it's over for me. Instead of a Match.com account, and I've been paying for it forever.
You should go in and see how many messages you have.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my answer. God, yeah. Did you go on there?
No.
I'm
just trying to cancel it.
Answer some shit from a decade ago.
It's probably all bots.
I feel like you're owed some good dating credit, because you've been paying in, like, you have all this waiting for you.
Right?
You've never cashed in on
it. I need good dating karma now.
Yeah, you're going to have all these questions that are like, man, you hear about the show Mad Men? Do you want to watch it together?
I'm like, I do want to watch Breaking Bad.
He's
with
like, oh yeah, Obama. Yeah. Like, oh, no.
Do you want to take a taxi to my house later?
Oh, it's just time traveling.
I need that to happen with like every card I own. Yeah, to be like, oh right. I mean, I do that a lot because I'm so broke that I'm like, God, what can I get rid of? You know,
yeah,
but it is good to like. You're like, oh, now I get to stop paying for this thing I was never
using.
Match.com.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like Match is like the outlier. Like, I don't
Matches
know
who, for dads,
who the fuck's
right?
on there.
Matches for dads. Yeah. It's like Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah, like, Plenty of Fish is weird.
Yeah.
What's the one that's in the Southwest magazine?
Farmers.com?
No.
You don't have to be lonely.
Which slightly intrigued by, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like it's my type.
I mean, right? Like, yeah, I want like an earthy man who uses his hands.
Take me out in your truck and let's do some donuts.
Right? Yeah. Like in a flannel. I think that might be like what I'm doing wrong. I need to go on farmersonly.com.
Well, it's hard because I'm attracted to those types of guys, and then it's still like guys pretend they're that guy by wearing the flannel.
Yeah,
and then I'm like you know, brain, I'm tricked, but it's not really who they are.
I feel like Farmers Only in LA is probably just Joaquin Phoenix or something. Like, there's nobody on it. We don't have farmers.
There's some like small farms, right?
And that, I mean, like where I'm from, but you'd have to drive if you wanted to see those farmers.
Yeah, you have to be willing to move for farmer love.
I think I just need to go like slightly outside of LA to find a decent guy. Yeah. Like, just like,
apparently there's Southwest has one called Buckler. Where
what? They have their own?
Yeah, where you can see who's on your flight and if you want to sit next to them.
Oh my god, I want to use this. I'm 100% using this.
I'm looking at this right now.
Excuse
They've got a little
Is it real or is it a joke?
Oh, let's see.
If they swipe left, they drag you off.
March 31st. Oh, that might have been April.
April Fool's!
Yeah.
Oh, you got post April Fool's.
April Fool's to June. Fuck you, Southwest.
They got you.
Oh, man.
And I was immediately like, I'm in!
Yeah.
I would believe it. I would 100% believe it.
You got goofed.
Is a good dating pool. Southwest.
Yeah, you want that.
Well, in their magazine, they have one that's for professionals.
Oh, yeah, that dating service. I've seen that. Yeah,
Raya.
I don't know what it's called.
It's not an app. It's like a matchmaking.
It's like a person that like it's like a person that does your shit. I know.
And then went back to Jim Carrey's terrifying beard. Oh, no, he's got like a really bad.
There's probably men hiding in that beard that you can match with. Yeah,
definitely.
Jim Carrey's beard app. Yeah. Like,
for $5.99 a month.
Yeah.
Do not go in there.
Ventura.
Do not go in there. Tell me, smoking or no smoking?
Oh my god, let's build a Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
When you swipe right, it's alrighty then. We will be left though.
Oh my god.
I'm in.
I think we're rich.
There does need to, I mean, I think people have tried to do this one, but like, you know, if you're at a concert or something and you're like, oh, it'd be cool to like meet up with someone here and get a drink because I'm here and we both like the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've tried to do that and it's like, not enough people know about it.
And there's,
But shouldn't they just, that should just be like a thing that goes into Bumble or Tinder where you can like check into a special event.
Yeah.
Tinder kind of has a thing that's kind of fun where you can be like, oh, I'm out with friends. Do you want to meet up with your friends? So it's not like a, but it's not for a specific event, you know?
And there's a weird Bumble BFF.
Yeah.
But that's just for friends.
We have
just
some listeners that have used it. They actually like Bumble BFF.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. They've like met people in their towns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I guess that's advantageous if you're like moving to a new city and like
if you just want to like meet people. Makes sense to me.
It's funny because it's like harder to break up, I feel like, with that person than it is with like you know what I mean? Because if that chemistry, friendship chemistry isn't there, it's like, well,
I didn't even think about that. Like an awkward friendship date.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't working out.
I feel way more awkward like hanging out with a girl and getting coffee than I would hanging out with a guy.
Really? Yeah.
And I feel like,
I mean, I wouldn't feel weird, but it is that weird, the pressure is just different.
Because it's easy to blow off guys.
Yeah. I'd also be like, who's paying? Do we kiss? Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
You'd go in for a kiss.
I would kiss every girl I went on Bumble BFF with. I would have no idea what to do. I would just be like fingering girls.
I just wanted to be BFFs.
It would be bad.
I mean, you could just, I think those would be the other, the her app or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all depressing. Blah.
You should try to be on one of those dating reality shows where, like, they have, like, The Bachelor. Well, yeah, or like where, like, the lady that wears, like, a power suit.
Waves at people.
You know, like, that, like, I don't know her name.
What show is this?
There's, oh, like, The Matchmaker?
Yeah,
Millionaire
The Matchmaker.
I'm not Millionaire Matchmaker. Hot. The girls they have on there are super hot.
They've Instagram messaged me before asking me if I want to be on it.
What? Girl, you gotta go!
Yeah. I can't. There's no way I can be on TV doing that.
Get a pair of
Why? What do you, what do you have to lose?
No one's watching it. Also, no one's watching
I'm
it.
I'm way too, like, I'm not adventurous, and I say this about The Bachelor, too. Like, if someone was like, let's go parasailing, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. I would,
what's
no
your
way.
Ideal thing, though? Like, if you're on one of those shows, be like, let's just...
I would just be like, let's watch TV or, like, go, like, get tacos. Like, I don't want to go scuba diving with you because it's, like, representative of our relationship.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't want to do that kind of stuff.
You don't want a certificate? You don't have to get a certificate?
I feel like Millionaire Matchmaker, though, they're just getting dinner, usually.
On, like, a yacht.
You won't even do that.
By a helicopter.
This sounds amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
so much
you
pressure.
Can forward that message to me. Yeah, I'll do it.
Can
I should hit them up. You know what? I'm gonna apply.
Do it.
I'm gonna apply.
Do it.
Yeah.
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 Help me with your application.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get you a Millionaire Matchmaker.
I know. One of us needs a sugar daddy, and it looks like it should be you.
I mean, obviously, yeah. It needs to happen by now. Jesus Christ.
Listen.
I've tried all those sugar daddy websites. Those are creepy. I need the Millionaire Matchmaker lady.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm hot.
You are hot enough.
No,
you are hot
trust
enough.
Me. These girls, they're like, you know, it's like models and shit.
Not every guy wants that.
I hate that answer.
I know.
That's horrible. Don't tell me that. That's worse. Some millionaires already had girls that are too hot. They want normals like you.
I've heard that before on dates with guys where they're like, it's so nice to be dating a normal girl now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so rude.
There's boring hot and then there's like interesting looking hot. I think you're interesting hot.
Well, no, I mean, it's fine. I'm not like offended. It's just, you know what I mean?
But we all start crying and fighting.
I know what you mean. Yeah, they all look the same.
It's like on The Bachelor, like everyone looks the
they
same.
All,
and
it's like
all right,
yeah.
You're all boring hot.
Yeah, that's what you can't. Yeah, it's hard to. I remember this last season of Bachelor. I was like, I literally don't know who any of you are.
Yeah.
Like, I
yeah.
It's so hard to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, there's a little more variation.
They should always have a color that all of their outfits need to be for the whole season.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like the
purple shirt. Yeah.
It's a uniform.
Yeah, this is who you are.
I think that's why they put in, like, the wild card, you know. They've got a guy on right now.
The Waboom guy?
The Waboom guy. Oh,
yeah.
They put in those
guys
so you can differentiate them
right. The one crazy guy.
Yeah. Did you watch this week?
Yeah, I think I did. Actually, DeMario went home?
Yeah.
Yeah, DeMario's bad
I told
guy.
Barbara she has to start watching because the Bachelorette told someone to fuck off.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to start.
This season's
actually good.
I'm behind. Last two were so boring that I was like having a hard time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was all about, I mean, it ended with Corinne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corinne was amazing.
Yeah.
Because she
and then when she was like, I will never let a man make me feel like this again. I was like,
yeah, bitch. I better see her ass in Bash and Dice. She'll be back.
She'll be back. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Bye.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Allie Siegel.
Hi. Yeah. Again.
Hi again. We're going to play a little game to get to know you better.
Oh, God.
All the answers. It's very serious.
Pretend we're at coffee.
Okay.
Don't kiss us
or finger us. Yeah. It'll be fine.
This is a sign.
Let's do it.
What? It's not us.
No.
Don't worry.
That's a cover.
You sounded beautiful.
Thank you.
If you guys have any covers you want to send us of us our songs, send them to us at ladytoladymaximumfun.org.
We would love it.
And let's do it.
Question number one. Who is the baddest bitch?
In this room?
No, it's up to interpretation. You don't have to. You don't have to pick one. I was like,
whatever that
guys.
Means, right?
Yeah, David.
I think the baddest bitch is. I'm gonna go Meryl Streep.
Good.
Yes. That's a good answer.
Meryl
good.
Streep.
Oh my God! How about that fucking speech? What was that? The Golden Globes.
At the Golden Globes. Yeah.
So good. Oh, also, there's that picture of her, at like young and in the subway, where she's wearing that like off the shoulder floral dress. I just feel
that
like
is
it's
an
a good
incredible
look.
Photo.
Yes, I love it.
I love that photo because our friend Eric DeDorian, he has this whole thing where he like he says he went to Juilliard and stuff.
I just started following him on Twitter.
Oh, he's very funny.
He's
funny.
Best, yeah.
And he like he'll post that picture and be like, I took this. Like, like so
funny. See, Meryl Streep is unconventional hot. And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yes, exactly. I like an unconventional hot. Like, she has a little bit of, like, a weird nose. I like...
But so cool looking.
Yes, I love a girl with a weird nose.
Yes, and I mean, God, just... How about how, like, Meryl just was Meryl?
Yes.
We all knew her. And then she was like, oh, P.S., I can sing. And then she was like,
yeah, what the
woods.
Fuck was that? Mamma Mia is a little insane.
Mamma Mia is
I forgot about Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia is a literal insane movie. Yeah. And I suggest that everyone rewatch it because it's clusterfuck
crazy.
Of a movie.
It Wait, is. It's awful.
Speaking of insane musical clusterfuck.
Oh, yeah. We got our minute. We said we get a minute of, we need some background music or something.
Okay,
wait, David's got something.
Just to set this up, Babs and I are season ticket holders at the Pantages. It's been a wonderful season.
Very
cool.
We've
had a lot of fun. Yeah. Went to see The Bodyguard, the musical.
Okay, we're going to do a musical minute.
So
Brandy doesn't like musicals, so we're getting
it out. About it, so we're just going to get out of our systems. Okay, so David, can you set the clock?
I got one.
Okay.
Wait, okay.
Wow.
It's a clock sound. I'm supposed to be music.
Girl, they jammed in Whitney Houston songs that aren't in The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
They were just like, how can we get this one to happen? And so what else happened? I don't know.
I will always love you. There was a montage, a film montage in the middle of the song. At the key change, a scrim comes down and there's a film montage.
It's like it's almost like a graduation ceremony montage. You're just them turning towards each other. So then at the end she does, I will always love you. She hits the note on and a riser comes up and she's in a full gown.
Yes!
Oh, riser!
The crowd is losing it and bitch is nailing every note. We're literally cheering for her and she's on a platform in a ball gown.
They do the silhouette where he's holding her, obviously, like at the end of Act 1. Oh, and then the very end of the show, they all come out, curtain call, and we're like, we haven't seen these outfits before.
Why are
What's
they
going
tuxedos?
On?
Oh, because we're all going to do a company number of I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Full sing-along. Everyone full sing-along. Yes, the entire place. Too. Everyone's like, yeah, no, everyone in the place. Full sing-along.
The guy who plays the stalker.
The guy who played the stalker was super hot. I remember in the movie, though. Is he hot in the movie?
He's not hot in the movie.
Okay, so he was literally just abs.
Oh my God, guys, I'm here for that musical minute.
I'm like sweating from that.
I know,
I'm sweating
too.
For a lot.
I know.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Anyway.
All right, Meryl is the baddest bitch. That's a good answer.
Cool. Have you guys seen that Helen Mirren show?
Okay,
Prime
Helen
Suspect?
Mirren also bad bitch.
Yes.
She we just watched it recently. There's a show she did called Prime Suspect that she would do every 5 years, and it's her as a detective and like the only woman in this police force starting in the 70s.
Wow.
And it's like her just being disrespected by every man but still solving the crime by just being a badass. And she's done like 6 or 7 seasons of it. And it's just like her character's not perfect. She fucks up relationships. She drinks too much. She smokes too much. And like it's such a good fucking character.
I don't remember her auctioning this bio.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's really cannot recommend that show more. It's so good.
She also has a bodacious bod.
Yeah.
And a great rack.
Yeah. Also, she like peer pressured Vin Diesel into putting her into Fate of the Furious.
Stop it.
She's like,
what?
I'm Helen Mirren. I want to be in the next Fast and the Furious movie.
God.
And he wrote her a part.
That's what I want. I want to be able to call
the power to
call
just...
Vin. Excuse me, get Vin,
get
on, the
Vin
line.
On the line. Yeah.
Would you guys vote for The Rock for president?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No. I would.
I mean, right now, I would.
It's like we ruined it. Fine. At least I know I can try. He seems rational and he likes dogs.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's weird that he hosted SNL and SNL keeps like promoting weird presidential candidates. Like Trump was on SNL and then The Rock was on SNL. Now I feel like SNL is in bed with the presidency.
Wait, is there something about The Rock with the presidency?
It's on the table.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's on the table.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've not heard about this. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean,
he's a Democrat.
I mean, obviously, yes, I would take him right now.
I mean, that's what I mean. I feel like it's been so denigrated that
I'm
at this
like,
point.
I don't. I. yeah, I don't want it to just keep being celebrities, but if that's who I could take right now, I would take him.
Yeah. Oh. I just want someone that has public service again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I wonder.
I didn't even know that that was happening.
It's
so.
On the table. Yeah. I would so say, weird. I think, yeah.
That's so funny that we're like, okay, well, we got, who's one of ours? Who's one of ours that we can put up there? Rock is going to do it.
I know, but if you think about it, like, middle America likes The Rock. You know?
The Rock can't be president. This is insane.
This is an insane discussion.
But everyone's talking about Donald Trump. Think of the words Donald Trump is president. That is also insane.
We can't even put this into the zeitgeist.
How can we? Okay.
It's just like also deeply embarrassing.
I know.
It is.
It's so, yeah, it's hard to even talk. That's why I was like, this is not true.
Well, if we can get out of this like pit of despair, sure. But if we're stuck in the pit.
That sounds like a Rock movie. Like,
yeah. It is. Yeah. Him like swooping in and saving us.
Yeah.
I think he's done a movie set in the White House before.
Yeah.
Being.
So he knows. So he's fine. Yeah, so he knows. Yeah.
He gets it.
He's been in a fake Oval Office.
You know what? Good point. That Facebook status, that's run me over. I'm all for it.
Okay. Now I do feel like this is a best friend date because this is a creepy question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is your idea of a perfect day? God. Tell me.
All right, guys.
This was very quickly written.
Yeah.
Okay. I like, I have, this is going to, a basic answer for a very basic question. Uh-huh. I have a, like a membership to the Botanical Gardens in Arcadia. So I would go there.
Sounds great.
Ooh, yeah. That's great.
And then I like going to the Norton Simon in Pasadena.
Are you a member?
Yeah. It's my favorite museum.
Me too. I go there all the time.
Yeah. I love it. Guys, bonding already.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are my best.
Oh my God.
Are my best and only friends.
Put your hand away. Get away from me.
Does that feel good? How deep do you like it? And then you're squirting. And then
oh my God, thank you.
And then I would probably see an afternoon movie, mm-hmm. and then like go to bed circa 9 p.m. Order some Postmates for dinner, 9 p.m. bedtime.
What kind of Postmates?
I actually, okay, so I went to this place in Gentle Barn recently, and it's like that.
Oh my
animal.
God, we want to go there. We've been talking about that.
Okay, yeah. So I'm like a big meat eater, and my friend took me to the Gentle Barn, and I haven't been able to eat meat since.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I think like is their intention there, because you like hug a cow, and then you're never supposed to eat ribs again. But so now I'm.
How long ago did you go?
Okay, it's been like 3 days.
3 days.
It's got to start somewhere.
Life's really changed for me. But yeah, so like vegetarian or vegan or something like that. But before I would, but it'd been like barbecue.
Yeah.
I was I'm like a huge.
Yeah, I want to.
There's some really good veggie barbecue stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because like the beans.
Fuck,
the
I wish we didn't get the thing. We were talking about getting the Impossible Burger for this episode.
What's that?
It's this new burger, because I'm veg. Yeah. And it's this new burger that bleeds.
You almost threw up in your mouth. Yeah. Vegetarian.
I'm vegetarian. No, I love meat, but no, it bleeds. It's a bleeding.
It's
vegan
a
burger.
Yeah, it's a vegan
really?
Burger.
Yeah,
that, like,
it's vegan burger. That
what is it? Like beet like juice or something that bleeds out?
Yeah, it's beet juice that comes out of it.
Which, okay, but like, who's that for?
Yeah, I guess it is for people who are meat eaters who like it. Give up.
Probably,
you know, but that's, still, I feel like not a lot of people.
But also, you're
that.
Like a sociopath if you love the blood part.
Yeah,
of meat
that's
so
not what
much
I
mean. That you, like,
that's not why
it
I'm eating meat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
this burger's great, but there's not enough
there's
blood.
Not
enough
blood in it.
Yeah, gross. Not a vampire.
I mean, honestly, even like realistic veggie burgers, like the most real. That's not.
Yeah,
that
it's like I'm like a black bean burger.
Yeah. Like, I like when I can see the vegetables in it.
Right. There's a great horror movie that just was on iTunes now called Raw. Have you seen it?
No, I heard that was
it's
so good.
It's great. And when it was out in theaters, people were like throwing up and passing out. But it's about this girl who's a vegetarian and then like goes to veterinary school and becomes a cannibal. Ends up eating people. It's so good.
Whoa. That
highly
great.
Recommend. It's in French. So
you
have to.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. So you know it's fucked up.
Remember that Audrey Tautou movie about stealing organs?
No.
Oh, no.
It was so good.
I like her. I haven't seen
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it's an Audrey Tautou horror movie about people that steal people's kidneys.
Huh. Hmm. Okay.
Here's the. This is what I'm on the Impossible Burgers website.
Yeah.
It says our burger is made from simple, all natural ingredients such as wheat, coconut oil, and potatoes. What makes the Impossible Burger unlike all others is an ingredient called heme. Heme is a basic building block of life on Earth, including plants, but it's uniquely abundant in meat. We discovered that heme is what makes meat smell, sizzle, bleed, and taste gloriously meaty.
They still aren't explaining what it is.
Yeah, heme.
I think it's like, because they like did, it's like a GMO they
pulled it out of like the a DNA in
but
a
but they're
lab
calling it a building block. They're not like telling you what it actually is.
But building block is like part of DNA. So it would be like they pulled the DNA out of like something that's in meat and plants and they put it into.
But why didn't they say DNA?
Yeah, why did they say DNA?
It just feels weird to me that they're not.
Yeah.
Feels like they're not saying what it actually is.
This is like a Soylent Green thing where you're going to find out it's humans. That's
weird.
I
hope it's actually vegetarian.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. Yeah, it's weird. I like want to try it. It's just so strange. Even like seeing like the videos of it and stuff, you're like, how is that vegetarian?
I mean, that burger looks pretty meaty.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That guy eating it.
See, that is not appealing to me.
No, that
that's why
too
we
much
all,
like meat.
Would you eat it or is it too creepy?
I'll try it. I can't promise I'll enjoy it. Yeah. But I'll try it.
Yeah. I mean, they claim it's veggie. Yeah.
I guess it is good for people who, might be like.
Like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
If you miss
a Big Mac.
Yeah.
But veganism makes some people like Bill Clinton look weird. And I feel like it ruined Jason Mraz's career.
Is that what happened?
Oh my God.
I used to listen to so much Jason Mraz.
And you don't anymore because he got vegan.
What do you mean? What happened to him?
Google Jason Mraz vegan.
Does he just
vegan.
Look weird or something?
He looks
or what?
Insane.
What?
Why? Where?
He looks
normal. Where are here? Does he look weird?
I guess he looks weird here.
He definitely looks weird.
He looks crazy to me.
Oh, he looks awful.
Yeah.
And like, look at him like, oh, that's cute. Old. Like now, I think he looks crazy. All he does is like, he wears a bandana now.
Yeah.
Veganism, I think we can blame for the bandana for sure.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's so funny.
But then Beyonce just goes vegan and like, we don't even really think about it.
Is she full-time or is she just like going phases?
I think she's full-time.
Well, that actually came up at our friend Julia Prescott's bridal shower.
Oh.
I was under the impression, and I pride myself on knowing facts about Beyonce, but I was under the impression that she was like long-term forever vegan, but then someone else told me that she only did it for like short term as a cleanse thing, because I know that Dodger Stadium has vegan nachos because of her,
right?
And she
because
started that food
her? She started that food service.
Beyonce was like, I want vegan nachos.
She eats a fucking burger sometimes. There's no way, like, she does. I know she does.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, no. I'm almost
positive.
I don't
think that she has like impulses. Like I think she's just like, bring me some like tempeh. Like, I think she does.
She's also pregnant with twins.
Yes. Like, yeah, that's true.
So she's eating the Impossible Burgers. I mean,
I don't know.
She doesn't need these plebeian fucking Whoppers.
I'm not saying a Whopper, but she probably gets some like million-dollar burger or some bullshit.
That's probably some
Kobe
beef
raw.
When she eats meat, it's probably like once a year, and it's like a Kobe.
The good
beef.
Shit. Yeah.
She's like, leave me in this shed. Deliver it by helicopter. That's like her red tent, but burgers. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Right. When does it end?
My life?
Why don't
suicide, probably. I think I'm going to go death by suicide.
Oh, God.
Yeah? You're so casual.
That, you didn't say when. That's how.
Oh,
when.
When. Okay, that's true. soon, probably.
Oh, God,
Emily. 5 to 10 years, death by suicide.
You're so all bubbly right. about
Rest
it.
Rest in peace. Okay. I definitely am sometimes like, I could give up. Like, I could be done.
Yeah,
but I would feel bad for my parents.
I think it's either that or it's like old age.
Yeah.
With my husband.
those are two very.
Because it's either going to go either way. It's either like one day it's just going to be like the depression's too much, or it's going to be like I ride it out and it's like a happy ending.
Peacefully surrounded by family or bullet to the brain.
Because sadness can kind of fuel you in a way.
It's true. It's going to go either way.
Oh my God, it can or it can't. I've been really depressed lately and man, it is not fueling shit. Like, it's fueling me being in my bed 12 hours a day.
See, I'm on a good streak right now, but like it ebbs and flows. You know what I mean? So it's either going to go long distance or it's going to be...
Mm-hmm. I guess that's what you don't know. Yeah, you gotta. It's like, right? I guess we'll see.
Yeah,
but remember the ebb and flow. It always
comes back.
Feelings
are fleeting.
Yeah.
I'm more like going through like an anxiety phase right now, where like the reason like I'm not like really needing to sleep or eat, but not in a good way. You know what I mean? Where
you're not needing to sleep or eat,
or not wanting to.
Okay, yeah.
Where
yeah.
I'm just like, but nothing really
it's
good
very
is coming
manic.
From it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good diet, though.
It is a good diet.
Is your house very clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I went through the junk drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that always works where out. I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell I'm depressed because, like, I've been manic about the guys because, like, you know, usually I'd use, like, food or something else to, like, ease that, but I'm not. And now I'm like, okay, well, I need a man to do it, you know? And it's just like,
it always manifests in different ways. It's like boys or online shopping or, food. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm too broke to online shop, so it's like, all right, it's like going into the dick now.
It's the free apps. That's what they're created for. It's like for broke girls who like have depression and anxiety.
It's the best way
to fuel it.
And online shopping is for when your job is making you want to kill yourself.
Yes.
So then you spend your whole paycheck on that.
On online shopping. Capitalism, man.
Anyway, vote the rock.
Jesus Christ.
But I mean, he would look really handsome in a tuxedo.
He's not my vibe.
Really?
No. I like him like 20 pounds soaking wet.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you like skinny boys?
Yeah.
Kind of across the
20
board.
20 pounds?
I like a baby. I love a baby. Like a skinny wet baby. Skinny wet baby.
I really like babies. Yeah. So suicide after the show. And just
that's what I'm saying.
I like babies.
Go on Millionaire Matchmaker. You have nothing to lose. Like, then you can kill yourself after that if you really want to.
That's true. Good point.
I
figured out so many. Eat a bloody veggie burger. Go on Millionaire Matchmaker, and then call it a day. Rock 2020.
Okay, I agree. I mean, as I've gotten older, like when I was younger, I was really into skinny boys, and I've definitely like. With my age has come like the amount of like meat I want on a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cut out real meat and now you want man meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I cut out real meat when I was 8. So.
Right.
Yeah. And then I started wanting dick. But the Rock for me is like this anomaly where like, he's bigger than I would want on in real life. But I find specifically the Rock very attractive.
But he has a good personality. I think that's what it is.
If I were to just see a photo of him and I knew nothing about him, I would not be attracted to him.
Right.
It's like Channing.
Yeah,
like the same thing.
Yeah. Similar. You know. Yeah, yeah. He's got derp face, but like when you know him, he's a sweetheart.
When you know him, like Chan and I
do. Like we do.
We know him by proxy now, pretty much.
Yeah, he has a lady-to-lady shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Did you throw it on stage?
Because the host of Magic Mike,
right.
Her and everything.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's like my brother.
Yeah. She's going to get it to him.
Yeah.
Cool.
We love it.
And we're going to see her in 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going again.
Yeah.
Going back to Vegas. Hey, listeners, we're going back to Vegas for Barbara's birthday.
For my birthday. It's funny because it keeps being women hearing about it being like, can I go? I'm like, yeah, come.
Yeah,
I come like,
on, do it.
Might want to go.
Seriously.
Yeah. Please come out.
It's, we got a Hooters Groupon. It's going to be... Yeah, wild time.
I have a Hooters outfit.
Do you?
Yes.
Were you a Hooters girl?
No, I was not a Hooters girl, but I was a Hooters girl for Halloween 1 year.
How'd you get the outfit?
I ordered it off eBay, a vintage Hooters.
Nice.
Like, ooh, outfit. A vintage one. That's cool.
My sister and I are like, we think those are like the cutest outfit you could possibly wear.
I think they're adorable.
Right?
I actually, the last 2 years for Valentine's Day, me and a group of girlfriends have gone to Hooters
because
they have a Shred Your Ex special.
Valentine's Day at Hooters is so
if you bring a picture of an ex-boyfriend, they have a shredding machine and if you shred it you get free wings.
That's awesome.
I go to Hooters every Valentine's
Day so
and you shred a picture of an ex-boyfriend you get free wings.
I'm gonna bring like headshots like George Clooney, like just like
my friend went to Kinko's and printed up like actual photos, like 8x10 like headshots of all of her exes.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so fun. Okay, to get a group of girls together and do it.
I love
that. But I hate their wings, but I'll do that.
The wings are awful.
Yeah, food is so bad.
You're at Hooters for the environment.
Yeah.
Get some fried pickles instead. You can probably switch over.
Fried pickles?
Come on.
Legitimately my favorite food.
Dude, they're so
good.
Add that
to my favorite
thing. Fucking pickles. What about like with like a dipping sauce that has like maybe, and I don't usually like ranch, but maybe like ranch and
with a little like chipotle or like a little twang to it. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Hooters queen.
By the way, life hack at Hooters, if you are...
You know a Hooters life hack?
Yes.
Test hack. This is a test hack.
All you have to do, ask the waitress to buy a pair of those. You know how they have those cool tights?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can buy them from the waitress for $10.
What? Really? Off the waitress?
They have a little vending machine in the back.
What?
And you just give her your money and she'll come back with some tights for you.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious.
That's
crazy.
Why don't they
have
the vending machine in the front? That seems like a cool...
Yeah, I know.
If I was like just wasted in Vegas, like, yeah, we're all going to wear tights tonight.
want.
You get tights. You get tights.
All right, we're going to go get some tights from Hood. See ya.
We're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with Allie.
Still here. Still here.
We're all wearing tights.
Oh my God.
We're so in like, full Hooters
outfits. It's really too hot to wear.
When we cross our legs, it whistles. It's very exciting.
I did wear, my friend had a business themed party the other night that you guys came to. And
that was fun.
I like, well, Brandy wasn't there, but Tess came. And I was wearing pantyhose, and I was like, I kind of like, they made my legs look really good. And yeah. I was like, I see the appeal. Yeah.
And you feel a little powerful.
Yeah,
like, it's
I did.
Cool look.
Yeah. I was wearing, a blazer and a turtleneck, and I was like, I feel good.
One time, though, I hooked up with a guy, and I left those at his house, and mm-hmm. it was just like an embarrassing thing to leave at a guy's house, just like stockings.
Really?
Yeah.
There's so many stocking fetish dudes. He probably loved it.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. He probably thought it was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to leave Spanx at a man's house.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what they were. They were Spanx tights.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Spanx.
Yeah. I've been looking at those waist trainers. Speaking of online shopping.
Are those the things that we were making fun of?
That the Kardashians wear?
Yeah. Oh, not that, like, but there's some that aren't super intense that are just like, you know, it's just like a flattening
Wait,
thing.
Is that how the Kardashians have that tiny waist with that big
yes,
ass?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
They all wear waist trainers, so it's like it just like kind of flattens you out and you're.
But does it work after you take it off, or it's just while you're wearing it?
Just while you're wearing it.
Supposedly, it helps. I know
it helps train you.
Like, is it foot binding for your stomach?
Kind of.
It's
so.
Like, yeah. It's like low key, like 21st century corseting, kind of.
Yeah,
but not as extreme.
Yeah. Oh, I'm into it.
Does it fuck with your guts? Because that's what corsets were bad.
I think if you do it too tight, probably.
Okay. I think that's what. The
but it can't be that much
is.
Different than making like Spanx that are really tight. You know.
Yeah.
God. Spanx and high heels, man. You feel so fucking good for the first 30 seconds.
And then it's all downhill from there.
It really is. There's nothing like going to a wedding and some Spanx and high heels.
I know. I was wearing high heels out yesterday, and like I was like, this isn't me. And it's also that I just feel like people are like looking at me, and I'm like, this isn't me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it differentiates you from other people.
Yeah,
and it's harder to run away from things.
Yeah, it's just I feel like I'm at a disadvantage, like survival-wise, yes. from having heels. Yeah.
Survival of the fittest-wise, heels are not a good look.
But heels are a built-in weapon, I always think that.
Oh, but it's true.
Interesting counterpoint.
Yeah.
Nice debate. Now we're really rolling with things.
Because I always have these kind of plans, you know? Like, if something comes out, I am ready.
Yes.
Yeah. I would like a heel with a pop-out knife. I would be really into that.
I think they actually make those.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone.
You should sell that.
Someone's been on a Shark Tank with that shit.
Yeah. Lady to lady.
Lady to lady comedy. Yeah. There are pop-out knife heels.
Fun for the bachelorette party. There was this YouTube video that was really cool a couple years ago of this ballerina that attached knives to her toe shoes.
What?
And then she did this dance, and like while she was dancing, the knives were like carving the stage.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Like,
very satisfying to watch.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
How do you like learn things like that? I always wonder, like, what school do you go to learn dancing on knives?
I think you just
have to be an incredible dancer first.
Yeah.
Forever. And then, you dance forever and you get good at toe dancing.
And then you suck at dancing with knives for a long time.
And then you become good at it.
Yeah.
Like sword swallowing. I'm always
my sister's
like, how do you.
Sword swallower.
What the fuck?
How do you train yourself to do that?
So she started, you start with a wire hanger.
Wait.
Really?
Yeah, you start with a wire hanger and you teach yourself to open up your throat.
This is insane.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it makes me so nervous every time she does it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you get used to like making a straight line from your esophagus down to your stomach and not like freaking out. And then once you can do the wire hanger without gagging, then you move up to like a smaller sword.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what happens if you mess up though? I mean, you die?
Very dangerous, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How many people die from sword swallowing?
I guess we don't know. No. I don't look it up.
Yeah, I don't want to look it up.
Yeah, we don't need to know that.
That's true. She doesn't do it that much, right?
Yeah. Only, I mean, but that's the thing that pisses me off is, of course, we're all getting fucked in this gig economy, but you wouldn't believe the amount of people that want my sister to go swallow a fucking sword for $50 at their
party. I mean, I'm sure.
Like, no, bitch, she's risking her life.
Yeah.
She's not doing it for $50 or credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's put her on my website. Yeah.
Credit and some pizza. Do you want some pizza before you?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is a skill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but she always has to, like, wipe it down with rubbing alcohol before she does it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, hygiene must be crazy for that.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it's going through all your guts. It's really, she did it in front of Sean's sister, who's an emergency room doctor. And yeah. it was really funny watching Sean's sister watch her do it and like try to be polite. But like the emergency room doctor and her was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can imagine the two of them. Like, that meeting is amazing.
I'm like in awe right now. Yeah. I could not even imagine that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
What's like the moment where you decide you want to be a sword swallower?
Well, it's for my sister, it started with burlesque.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. I feel like that's a natural progression.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she started dancing. She does fire dancing, too.
Yeah.
And then I think once you get into
circus, it's like the whole wheelhouse.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she's friends with guys who can put, like, nails in their nose and...
That whole, it's that community.
Yeah. It's a community.
No, it is a community. Like, I did fetish writing for Vice, and it's, like, that's the whole, like, umbrella kind of
thing. Sure, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of lady problems, I don't know. That was just my segue. We're going to answer some advice. If you have any things you want us to, you know, wisely advise you on, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Lady problems.
Some people.
Oh, man. I just took the most glorious nap. It felt so good.
I know. That really, like, lulled me.
It's beautiful.
It's a bath bomb for my ears.
Shout out to Sam Hickman, our harpist.
Okay. Our harpist.
She's ours. Hi, ladies. So first of all, me and my long-term boyfriend broke up about a month ago. It was my decision after a long time just kind of hanging around. It was never going that badly, but it was never that great either. I never sent in a lady problem about him, but I wanted to see some of the ones you guys answered had to do with relationship problems really helped me finally get the courage to end things, aka dump him.
Good job.
Yeah. So thanks for being awesome as usual. My lady problem is this, and it's definitely not a huge problem at all, but I'm kind of more interested in your opinions. He still uses my Netflix and a few other accounts we use together. Is it weird to keep doing this? It's no detriment to me at all. I would be paying for it all anyway, and my ex and me aren't on bad terms or anything. I just moved into a new apartment, and it's nice to feel like I have a fresh start. Then I go to watch Netflix, and his name pops up. Who's watching Netflix? And just makes me feel kind of weird. What do you guys think? Is it petty to change the password? Have you ever been in this type of situation? I'm off to binge Master of None's new season. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, fucking change it.
Yeah, change it.
I
share one of my exes uses my Hulu and he watches the weirdest stuff. like literally I'll go on and it's like recently watched Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
And I can tell like when he has a girl over because it'll be like something, you know, like feminine or like a movie.
Oh,
and I can
tell. Oh my God, that's so weird.
You know, about that.
Yeah, like and weird. Just change it.
It's like the Tinder like distance
away. Like you can tell when they're like Netflix and chilling with a girl based on what they're watching.
Oh my God.
So just like change your password.
Yeah, I will say I've been on the receiving end of a changed password. Right. And it ain't a big thing.
No.
Yeah. It's like, especially if the relationship ended amicably, you're like, well, I get it.
Yeah.
It's
fair
not
going
to be like, it's all
fair
good.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Is it a heads up? Like, hey, FYI, I'm changing my password.
No. You just log in. Because he's not going to. He's like low key flying under the radar using your password right now.
Yeah.
And so you just log in and you're like, well, looks like that jig is up.
At least they changed it because they didn't used to have the like you could choose your name.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Right? It's funny now that like because before it'd just be like, oh well, we're on the same account. I guess you're watching like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say I share my Netflix with my family, and like I love sharing Netflix with my family because it makes me feel like it's like the one thing that makes me feel like we all still live in the same house together.
Oh, that is fun.
That's
fun.
Yeah.
I got like five people on my one account.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah.
It's like me and Brendan have our own. And then my friend Katie is also on ours too, and she just watches She's All That. It's like
over and over again.
She just like that's her like go to sleep movie.
That's hilarious.
If you go into hers, it's like most recently watched. She's always She's All That.
Is that the one where Freddie Pince Jr. does the hacky sack?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wait. That's like. I forgot about that.
Hacky sack.
Wait. Will you look it up, David? We have to hear it. Hacky sack. What? It's like all the pressure of the world that's on him.
Yeah. He's like not perfect.
Doing beat poetry in front of like a dark auditorium. Oh, and he's my hacky
God. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you talked about that.
Don't let it drop. Don't let it drop. Yes. It's like the most 90s.
Yes. It's insane.
Okay.
David's like, looking for it right now.
Wow. Have you guys ever seen that show Chico and the Man with Freddie Prinze Jr.'s, I guess Freddie Prinze Sr.?
Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
No.
It's a really good sitcom. Yeah. I got a DVD at the 99 cent store a couple years ago. And like,
you actually watched one of those? Yeah. I feel like I've gotten those in my like stockings. I never watched them.
Yeah.
In your Hooters stockings?
Yeah, my Hooters stockings. I hang my Hooters stockings at Christmas.
Hack. What happened to, what's her name? Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah.
I was saying I was listening to what the fuck is it called? Justine the Pussycats. I was listening to that soundtrack because I only have 20 CDs to listen to in my car and they're all from mid-90s. Yeah. They're all from like high school.
That's such a cool burn.
She still uses CDs, guys.
She can't afford my car. I can't play anything. My car. I was listening to the Josie and the Pussycat soundtrack, and I forgot that a lot of the movie revolves around like she's like dating a gay guy, but it's a joke. You remember like
what? No.
Yeah, like because she's dating a guy who's in a boy band, and their song is Backdoor Lover.
Oh yeah,
and it's like Backdoor Lover coming from behind with the lights down low, and I was like, wow. And they like start the soundtrack off with that song. They're like, ha ha ha.
Because
like,
the first thing that happens in the movie.
Oh right, they're filming that. Yeah, yeah.
And then they die, don't they?
I think so.
What?
No.
That's like that fake MTV band together. And one of the guys died in real life.
Yeah. I know my calculus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You plus me equals us.
Yeah.
Is this the same?
Yes. Yeah. I just got to find where he comes up. Yeah. That's it. Rachel Lee Cook has been doing lots of video game voices.
What?
She does a lot of them.
Yeah, she does a lot of voices, though.
Yeah, she does a ton of voices. And then she... Midsummer Night's Dream. It's coming out this year at some point. She did a lot of stuff in Robot Chicken, apparently.
Good for you, Rachel.
Yeah, get that voice.
See what happens when you take those glasses off?
Yeah.
Or put the glasses back on to read.
That voiceover money.
To read in the booth.
From Ducklings to Swans, a list of three. Sorry. Someone on IMDb has you know what movie I was thinking about the other day? Fucking Shallow Hal. What an insane movie.
Well, it's like in the list of movies that could like never be made today.
I mean, totally. How was it made then?
So yeah. Movies that could be never be made today, but it's not like it was made like that long ago.
Right. It's like White Chicks too. Like those are like make that movie now.
Very quick.
Do you know White Chicks? I used to substitute teach. Yeah. And my kids, like I had these kids that I really liked, and they were like, yo, Miss Parker, you look like the girl in White Chicks. And I was like, fuck you guys. And then I realized they were talking about Busy Phillips. And I was like, oh,
because I've heard that for not Busy Phillips.
You've gotten it too?
Oh no.
I've heard Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea.
It's just, white
Chicks.
Okay, I'm glad we both been compared to the White Chicks.
Okay, do we have it?
Yeah.
The comments on these are so funny.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's all me.
Yeah.
There's the hack.
Yeah.
It's a hacky sack.
The music! Oh, is this... Did he get up in front of the, like, art show?
Yeah, she pulls him up in front of the art show.
Right.
Because this is when he proves that he's more than just a face.
Sack. Hacky sack.
It's like Darth Vader.
Bounce. Bounce. Gotta keep bouncing. Can't let it drop. Never let it drop.
Oh my god.
This music.
Very intense.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching.
whose idea was this?
Expect it.
A horrible idea.
Never let it.
He's just hacking.
Drop.
Wow.
But doesn't he drop it? He's like, and it does drop.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's counting on you, Zach.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tension's high.
Yeah.
This is so long.
Yeah. All right, we don't have to listen to the whole thing.
No, we have to listen to the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost done, I think.
Yeah, I think it's in there. It's so funny because it cuts from, like, his head, and then it'll cut to the body of somebody
else. Yeah, somebody else. Professional hacky sacker.
Yeah, yeah.
Are people still hacky sacking?
I don't know.
Good question. It just dropped.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna say something.
He's coming.
Sooner or later. It has to drop.
And the Oscar goes to.
Yes.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Classic.
He was really taking his time with that.
Yeah.
Like, that was like.
The pacing would not stand in 2017.
No.
He didn't know if he was ever going to act again.
Yeah. But he also did. I mean, him and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Can you believe? Like, what a.
They've made it.
Yeah. They actually made it.
They make a lot of sense.
He's
though.
Like a chef now. He just released a cooking
together?
Book.
Yeah. Yes. They're still together.
I love that.
Wait, David's looking at comments. What does that one say? I think this scene is very underrated, and people are not really looking for the real meaning of it. The whole movie is very poor and don't bring anything new to the audience, but this scene goes beyond all of that. For those who can't see it, this scene is about the way society tried to show you that it is not acceptable to fail or that you always have to be perfect to achieve success or happiness or whatever your goal is. Sooner or later, it has to drop, and you can't control that, but you sure can control how to react to the drop.
Damn.
These YouTube comments are going for
can we start a can we like start a religion based on this hacky sack?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that other maybe guy did started a cult from the sack. 90s.
Give in to the sack. Give in to the drop.
Oh yeah, who started the cult?
Andrew Keegan.
Andrew Keegan.
Same difference.
Yeah,
I mean.
Same.
Wait, what?
Love this scene. Made me take up hacky sack. Had to give it up. I lost too much weight.
This is the Ruth Bader Ginsburg diet.
I didn't think about the hacky sack diet.
Can she just imagine RBG just like hacky sacking in a row?
Yes. Should we go on a 30-day hacky sack diet and see what happens?
It's all core, probably, I bet.
Well, yeah. It will solve the back problems that I've been suffering from.
Yeah, there we go. Guys, let's give it a shot for the next 30 days. Let's all go
on the hacky sack challenge.
Go to Spencer's? Where do you buy a hacky sack?
I know. I feel like I've actually seen some recently. You go to a head shop.
It's sold wherever incense is.
Yeah, you go to a bong.
A weed dealer.
Yeah. I mean, but now that we don't have weed dealers, are the weed dealers in the parks?
Do dispensaries sell hacky sacks?
Drum circles.
Go to Venice. Yeah, go to Venice Beach.
Oh,
Venice
Beach. That's where the hacky sacks are.
All right, we got to get to Venice Beach, find a hacky sack.
Should we do another lady problem? Do we have time?
Do we have time?
No, we're done.
Okay.
The hacky sack out, dude.
No. David just like wants to do the hacky sack immediately. He's like, I'm taking it up. Oh my gosh. Allie, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @OnlineAllison or on Instagram at AllieBaby90.
Nice.
AllieBaby90.
I like that.
My AOL screen name.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank
super
you
fun.
For having me. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at @LadyToLadyComedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.